Well, today is Communion Sunday, and I'd like to start off with Romans 5:5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anybody die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, somebody might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us while we were still yet sinners. Christ died for us. Since we have become justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. And that's what this communion is all about. Now, the actions of communion are to take the bread, to eat, to take the cup and drink, and to do both in remembrance of Christ. But this outward act is not the whole or principal part of what is to be done in this holy ordinance. Those who partake of it are to take him, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and life, to yield yourself up to him and to live upon him. And here is the account of the ends of this ordinance. It is to be done in remembrance of Christ, to keep fresh in our minds his dying for us, as well as to remember Christ pleading for us in virtue of his death at God's right hand. It is not merely in remembrance of Christ, of what he has done and suffered, but to celebrate his grace in our redemption. We declare his death to be our life, the spring of all our comforts and hopes. Now here at Whispering Pines, we practice an open communion at this church. And this is referred to 1 Corinthians 11:27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment upon himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. If I could get my servants to come up and pass out the elements, please. So in 1 Corinthians 11, starting in 23, it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." And this is Paul speaking this. "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And in the same way, after his supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For when you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for for this time that, and I'm thank you for this action that we do to remember you. Once a month, we do this. Lord, we need to be doing this every day in our hearts and our minds, remembering what you did for us. Lord, I just thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, which I do not deserve. I'm thankful that you died for me while I was yet a sinner, and I am still yet a sinner, Lord. The more I lean into you, the more I read your word, the less I sin. And that's a lesson for all of us. The more we glean on your fruit, Lord, the less we sin. I just thank you for your actions, and Lord, just help us to be strengthened and to follow you with more vigor. I just thank you and praise your name. Amen.